Good morning once again. Welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI. Craig Montana being joined in studio by someone with an event happening around the area that you can take part in, that you can enjoy here in Brenham, Washington County and around. And today, no different, because of something that you can take part in all throughout the year. I mean, you guys close just a few times throughout the year, right?
Right.
Okay. And this is Andrea Hikes from the Nancy K. Roberts Memorial Library. And Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Glad to have you in today. So we talked to you not long ago. And what kind of things has the library been going through since we last talked to you guys?
Well, we have a lot going on right now for students. We're getting ready for summer. But it is final exam week for a bunch of the blend students and high school students. So right now we have exam week survival kits that students can pick up at the library. And they have some supplies like highlighters and pencils, snacks, a stress ball, some things just to help with studying. We have a tea and coffee bar set up that they can enjoy along with our other patrons. And each day we try to have a special treat this week. So this morning we have donuts. I encourage everyone to stop by and get some coffee and donuts. And then we have a therapy dog, Trixie, that will be stopping by on Wednesday between 3 and 6 for students to pet, help take their minds off the stress of studying. This is open to all students, again, blend, high school, and anyone else who has finals this week.
And I know a lot of kids, they got the STAR test coming up and stuff like that,
right,
and taking advantage of that as well.
Right.
And so with the text coming to an end pretty soon in the school, I mean, we got less than 3 weeks left in the school year, you guys into the summer months, and the school's over with, you know, the testing is done, no one studies, so you guys are just, you know, basically just going to be...
Time for fun, then.
Okay, but nobody goes and to study at the library, do they?
Oh, they do.
During the summer?
They do. Some students still have, you know, summer school, so we do have study rooms that they can continue to use even throughout the summer, some quiet spaces. But a lot of people are there just to, you know, come have some fun, find a cool place during the summer heat. We have lots going on. So,
And so I'm sure like a lot of like activities for the kids to go through, because it's the summertime, they need something to do.
Right.
A lot of kid type activities going on.
Right. Yeah. So we have an annual summer reading program. This year's theme is Libraries Rock. And it will actually kick off the first Tuesday in June. Every Tuesday we will have performers. We have programs at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And that's for kids. And then on Thursdays, we have teen programs at 2. Some of the things that we're looking forward to are a chemistry roadshow with fire and chemicals, performing circus dogs, a live music show for the kids. And then for the teens, we have things like a cooking challenge, an improv comedy show, urban art, and an escape room challenge. So it should be pretty fun this year.
Okay. And see, this kind of, you know, goes against what people think about a library. You think of a library, it's quiet. You know, that old librarian is like, shh. Every time you walk in, you speak of a whisper. You guys, you know, you encourage people to come in and enjoy the space there.
Yeah. We like people to come in and get what they needed out of the space. Our programming, we're fortunate enough to have a large program room where we can have things where we get a little bit louder and have fun, and really encourage people to read, but also enjoy the library space.
All right. And what kind of other spaces that you have there that people can take advantage of?
Yeah. So other than the large program room, we have a conference room. It does have web conferencing capabilities. So if you need to do like a web conferencing meeting, it has a smart board. You can Skype from that room. We have a media room where you can record with a green screen. And then we have actual study rooms that have monitors that you can plug in your laptops, but they're quiet spaces where you can study, have a meeting, or do whatever work you need to do. Those are all free to the public.
So, I was just going to say, what is the cost for something like that?
So there's no cost.
I mean, we're talking green screen. That's like, you know.
We just ask that you have a library card, which is free to any Texas resident over the age of 5.
Okay. All right. And so how do you go about getting one of those library cards then?
Just stop by. You just need an ID, a photo ID that has a Texas address. That's it.
All right. And then, of course, over 5, just parents need to be with them.
Right. Exactly. If the child is under 16, have a parent with you to sign your library card application.
Okay. And so that's all happening after school. And then, of course, you guys get up to the new school year just a few months and back into the same thing.
Right.
So if kids are starting, like, you know, at the end of the summer, and you start thinking about getting back into the school, what kind of things do you have there that can help them get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, so we have a lot of students or kids and adults that come in and use our free Wi-Fi, Chromebooks and laptops that they can check out. A lot of the registration process for buses and that kind of thing are online, so they can use our computers to do that. And every Thursday and Saturday, we have free printing for students and school-related things. So if there's something you need to print out, come on a Thursday or Saturday. If it's for school, you can print for free.
Oh, if you have paper, you need to do something like that?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's nice then.
Yeah.
All right. And so say somebody, you know, wants to help out, you know, volunteer at the library. Do you guys take volunteers
to
help out?
Yes, for sure. We love volunteers. I think people are really surprised, actually, when they hear about all the opportunities we have for people to get involved. We are always looking for volunteers, but we're also open to people using the library to share their expertise or special skills. So right now we offer programs every month, such as knitting classes, a Spanish class, sign language. And those are all led by members of the community who are wanting to share that skill that they have. So if you have something you'd like to share or participate in, just give us a call and we'd be happy to work with you.
Okay. And how do people find out about those classes that they want to take?
Yeah. So you can call us. We have a flyer that we have in the library. And then if you visit our website, cityofbrenham.org/library, there is a calendar there and you can see everything that's going on at the library, or just follow us on Facebook.
All right. Well, that seems like you think of the library and just like, you know, going, you get a book, you read a book and you leave, but you guys have so much more going on there.
Yeah. Brenham's a great community. We have a lot of people who help us out and a lot of great programs. So I encourage anyone who hasn't been to the library in a few years to stop by and see if there's something there for you to try.
Especially because, you know, that's the brand new library that just got built there.
Right.
It's spectacular in there.
Yeah, we're enjoying it. We've been there a little over a year and a half now.
And again, you have that special little kids library section, which is pretty neat because my kids love going there.
Yeah, there's a kids room with doors so they can get a little louder in there. There's a train, Legos, puppets, games, books, everything you can think of.
A lot of kids books in there.
A lot of fun.
There you go. All right, anything else that we need to go over today and need to cover?
No, I'd say just, you know, check our calendar, call if you have any questions. June is when everything starts up. There's stuff for adults too, prizes you can win, and programs every week. So just stop by.
And when's your next big program coming up?
Our next summer reading program starts the first Tuesday in June is when it kicks off.
Okay. And if somebody has questions about the library, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, just give us a call at 979-337-7201. Or you can email us at library@cityofbrenham.org.
All right. And again, if somebody doesn't know how to get to the library, where you guys are located, where at?
So it's 100 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, but we always tell people just right across the street from Brookshire Brothers and Ace Hardware on that corner.
And what are your hours?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 7, Friday, 9 a.m. to 5. And Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3.
Okay, and close on Sundays.
And of course, Sundays.
And any kind of holidays coming up as well. All right. All right. Well, you know, Andrea, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us. And hopefully everybody goes take advantage of it. Because every time I've been to the library, there's always cars everywhere. People are inside taking advantage of that thing. And, and the more the merrier, right?
That's right. Stop by.
There you go. Take advantage of that great service here in the city of Brenham, the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. All right, folks, another edition of the Community Corner in the books. Again, if you've got an event coming up or something happening that you want us to talk about here on the Community Corner, contact us. More than welcome. 979-836-3655 is our number here at the offices, or email promotions. That's promotions@ktex.com. Talk to Holly Ryder. She'll get you booked up. Of course, give us plenty of notice in advance, at least a month out, I would say. We do get these shows booked up in advance to make sure that we have them ready to go on the day of. So just give us plenty of notice about your event. Love to have it on the Community Corner.